Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Manuel Guerrero.
So if you could just hold on one moment, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Guerrero.
Good morning, ma'am.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Yes, my name is Manuel Guerrero. DOC number is 245232.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the three allegations that are listed on your warrant of arrest.
Okay.
You received a form to notify you about this hearing and signed it on March 15th. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights. One of your rights is that you could hire an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So, did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today?
Representing myself today.
Okay. All right. I'd like to introduce you to the board members. You can't see us, but we have in the room the Honorable Mr. Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. And we also have in the room, we have Mr. Westby, who represents the Department of Corrections and your parole officer today.
Okay.
So before we start the hearing, I need to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So Mr. Guerrero and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Guerrero, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one of the hearing, Mr. Guerrero, I'll read information from this warrant. As I read each of these allegations to you, I need you to tell me if they're true or false. If you believe they're false, then we'll take testimony from Mr. Westby. And the board will make the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. Okay, do you understand the process, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we'll start phase one then of your hearing. And allegation number one is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 10th, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated February 27th, 2018. Mr. Guerrero, is this true or false?
Yes.
Okay. Allegation number two is that you were in violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Phoenix Oasis at 2218 East Polk in Phoenix on or about February 9th without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Mr. Guerrero, is this true or false?
Correct. True.
That's true? Okay. And then the third allegation is violation of condition number 7, demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about February 9th, 2018, per the task lab report dated February 11th, 2018. Is that one true or false, Mr. Guerrero?
True.
True, okay. Based on Mr. Guerrero's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
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 All right. I'm marking some things, Mr. Guerrero. Let's see. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, by Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay. I've got your paperwork marked correctly. And we can move to phase two of your hearing, sir.
Yeah.
In phase two, we'll determine if we should reinstate your supervision or revoke your supervision. But before we move into that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case, sir. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you and ask you some more questions.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Mr. Westby?
On September 5th, 2017, Mr. Guerrero was released from DOC. He was arrested February 22, 2018 by DOC staff, noting charges. He was back in DOC custody February 22, 2018 with a projected CACD of May 2, 2018, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 3 years. Prior conviction, 2009, involved in use of a minor in a drug offense, 2.5 years. 2009, misconduct involving weapons, 1.5 years. 2009, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is with Secretary of DOC. CUIR score, 23, mental health score 2, substance use score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2011, TIS release completion, 5 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest, 2008, cause minor violation of narcotic law, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. Screening risk score is a G5, V5.
All right, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Guerrero, back to you. It looks like we have short written case supervision summary, and it looks like you were released to live at the Phoenix Oasis on Pope Street in Phoenix. Did you stay there the entire time that you were out?
Not the last 2 weeks before I got rearrested.
Okay, where did you go during those 2 weeks?
I had my daughter, so I got an apartment for me and my daughter.
Oh, okay. All right, and where's your daughter now?
I had to give her back to her mother.
Oh, okay, she's put with the mother, all right.
But I have full custody of her. When I got out, I went and got full custody of her.
Okay, so you have full custody. Okay. Were you working, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I was working about 50 hours a week.
Okay, and was that at Great Western Erectors?
Correct, ma'am.
Okay, and what kind of work do they do?
We do constructions, mostly laying down rebar for commercial buildings.
Okay, oh, that's a great occupation. Okay. Looks like you were enrolled in CHC for some substance abuse programming, but you only attended 9 of the sessions, and you missed 6 of them. What happened?
It was just the scheduling, to be honest.
What do you mean by that?
It was conflicting with my work.
Okay. All right. It also looks like you had you were assigned to task with on the color system.
Correct.
And you had numerous samples, it looks like, sir, that came back positive for drug use. And I see cocaine in September and October, marijuana in November. There's one end of November positive for cocaine and marijuana. Early December positive for methamphetamines and marijuana, and et cetera. So what was going on with that?
To be honest, I was under a lot of stress, and I didn't know how to cope to it until Mr. Turner sent me to the I forgot what it's called, that program way up in Pinnacle Peak where you get treatment help.
MRC?
Inpatient treatment.
Is it MRC?
Yeah, MRC, there you go.
Okay.
And after that, I was able to cope better with the skill that taught me there.
Okay, but yeah, on February 9th, you had a positive for alcohol, sir.
Yeah, I relapsed, but I didn't use no other drugs, so I know I messed up, so.
When did you have custody of your daughter?
It was the month before I came out positive for alcohol.
Okay, so you had your daughter in January.
Yes.
Okay, but you were still drinking when you had your daughter.
Two cups of wine I had when I got positive for her.
Okay, sir. So you did complete the MRC program, though?
Correct.
Okay, and you said that was a good program?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I'm hoping you learned some things there. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Okay. Do you have a question for Mr. Guerrero? Okay, Mr. Guerrero, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement for the board, if you'd like to, without repeating something you've already told us. Is there anything else that you would like the board to know?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, and when the board's in discussion, we just ask that you stay on the phone and remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment, sir.
Okay.
All right, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Guerrero has a good occupation, has good employment skills, is interested in giving back custody of his daughter, but has continued to use drugs. It looks like his parole officer has really worked with him, but from September, 20 days after his release, He was already positive for cocaine and has continued to use drugs throughout his whole supervision. He does have a sentence end date of May 2nd. I'm just seeing his best option is to remain where he is, but I listen to any input from fellow board members. All right, based on information in warrant number 2018-W0519, our discussion with Mr. Guerrero, and information provided by Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Guerrero was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by continuing to use drugs while he was on community supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Now, Mr. Guerrero, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you have a sentence end date of May 2nd. You'll be released on approximately that day, and you'll be free. You won't have any parole officer worry about. You'll be free to go and get your daughter back, and we wish you the very best. Thank you for participating in your hearing today. And if you'd give the phone back to your CO3, we'd appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. Let's end your hearing.